Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, December 17th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Rock Breaks, PowerMax Minerals Inc., OTCBMXF, TT23, completes 2025 exploration program at Atikokan RE property. PowerMax Minerals Inc., listed as CPMAX, OTCQB, PWMXF, and FSE T23, has successfully completed its 2025 field exploration program at the Atikokan Rare Earth Elements property in northwestern Ontario. The program included geological mapping, prospecting, radiometric surveys, and systematic geochemical sampling across multiple priority target areas. A total of 426 samples were collected, delineating three principal lithological domains. Mapping identified granitic and pegmatitic units considered prospective for REE mineralization, guiding follow-up exploration and target prioritization. For more information, visit the PowerMax Minerals Inc. newsroom at ibn.fm/pwmxf.
Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, OTMAF Frankfurt 89N, closes $5 million private placement with Vietnam-based strategic partner. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE under MaxS on the OTC as MaxXF and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, has successfully closed a $5 million private placement with a Vietnam-based strategic partner. This significant investment marks the first of its kind in Saskatchewan by a Vietnam-based company and establishes a strategic partnership with Bitexco affiliate Big Energy. The funds will support accelerated exploration and potential commercial development of natural hydrogen across Max Power's 1.3 million acre land package in Saskatchewan, positioning the company at the forefront of the emerging clean energy sector. Max Power is focused on North America's decarbonization shift and is a pioneer in the natural hydrogen sector, with plans to commence drilling in Q4 2025 on identified target areas. Additionally, the company holds a portfolio of properties in the United States and Canada, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona. Lexton announces appointment of Buddy Doyle to advisory board and stock option grant. Lexton Mining Corporation has appointed Buddy Doyle to its advisory board, bringing 40 years of mineral exploration experience. Mr. Doyle's achievements include leading teams that discovered multi-million ounce gold and diamond deposits. He is recognized for his expertise in diamond exploration and kimberlite geology. Lexton CEO Jag Bal expressed excitement for Mr. Doyle's input. The company also granted stock options to certain individuals, allowing them to purchase up to 400,000 common shares at 1.115 cents per share. These options have a five-year term. Lexton Mining Corporation focuses on acquiring and developing mineral projects in British Columbia and Nevada, aiming to enhance stakeholder value. GeoVax announces completion of GeoMVA fill finish, supporting Phase 3 immunobridging clinical trial startup in early 2026. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced the completion of GeoMVA fill finish for its next-generation Mpox smallpox vaccine, positioning the company for Phase 3 immunobridging trial startup in early 2026. This milestone marks the final step before clinical study supply channels. The European Medicines Agency confirmed that a single Phase 3 study is sufficient for GeoMVA's evaluation. This development addresses the urgent U.S. need for a domestic MVA in capacity amidst increasing pox activity globally. GeoMVA aims to diversify sources and strengthen biodefense infrastructure. David Dodd, chairman and CEO of GeoVax, emphasized the importance of reducing dependence on foreign manufacturers for biodefense vaccines. GeoMVA is designed to enhance global vaccine availability and support pandemic preparedness. Applications of AI in antimicrobial resistance prevention and control. Scientists are turning to artificial intelligence, AI, for innovative solutions in combating antimicrobial resistance, AMR, a growing public health crisis. AI is being used to detect, predict, and manage AMR by analyzing vast amounts of data. AI algorithms like XGBoost forecast future outbreaks by analyzing resistance records and antibiotic consumption. Models trained on bacterial samples can identify resistant bacteria within hours, improving clinical decision-making and drug discovery. Dr. Li Zhang emphasizes the importance of enhancing data quality and algorithmic transparency for AI to bridge the gap between innovation and implementation. The convergence of AI and infectious disease science is transforming global health defense, enabling faster, more targeted therapies and early containment of resistant pathogens. AI is poised to become a cornerstone of precision infection control and sustainable healthcare.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.